News Talk 1110 993 WBT. Bo and Beth here, and let's go to the WBT hotline and welcome one of my favorite people. He's a member of the team here, has been for a long, long time. In fact, we talk about the David Chadwick Show being a long-running local show on the weekends here. You know what else is? Carolina Outdoors on Saturday mornings, and we have the host of Carolina Outdoors right now. Bill Barty is on the line. Bill, what's going on, Bill?
Hello, Beth. It's great to be with you.
Hey, good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
So I wanted
listen,
to
listen before we start. I just want to end any of the gossip and rumors that may be going around about the number one outdoor show on WBT taking over the 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. slot Monday through Friday.
Hey, look, anytime I can think of a reason to bring Bill Barty on the show, our ratings spike. And that's been the way for years. Bill's been, always been, truth be told, Bill has been one of our biggest supporters for years. And I get notes from Bill from time to time, and Bill listens like nobody's business. Like, he hears the details.
Aw.
I try to keep up. It's hard to keep up, but I try to keep up. And thank you for keeping up with the Carolina Outdoors and the team over at Jesse Brown's. And we're excited to talk about our event that's happening tonight, Storytellers Night at Jesse Brown's.
Yeah, I like to have you on to promote this when you guys do it, you know, a few times a year, every year. And you've been doing it. Gosh, I mean, it's 5, 6, 7 years or so. Because I know because I did it a long time ago, and I guess that was, what, maybe 2017 that I did it, I think?
I think so,
yeah.
Yes. And thank you for your contribution to that. As you know, and Beth, as you know, telling other people's stories as you do Monday through Friday for your job is one thing, but, Bo, to stand up and tell your story, your personal story about yourself, that's one of the most difficult things that we do, and you did it like a champion.
Well, I mean, you know, I you would think I'd be able to stand up and talk for, you know, 20 minutes, but I was really honored that you asked me to do this along, you know, several years back. And basically what Jesse Brown's does is a few times a year on a Thursday night, you all will gather at the store over there at Sharon Corners on the second level. Jesse Brown's been there for years. And, you know, have a night where you have three different people who come in and tell 20-minute stories about the unique thing that they do. And you always get three people that are very, very different. And then, you know, the group that comes to watch this, you know, there's beer, there's refreshments, there's Q&A, and it's just a great atmosphere and sort of a time to catch up with your neighbors and learn about some people that are out there that may have stories that you had no idea about.
That's exactly right. These are people, these are not performers per se. These are people that you may stand in line at the grocery store with, cross the aisle at the library, see them in the parking lot at church, but they have this extraordinary story. As we all do, it's just important to be highlighted of. And, of course, at the outdoor store, Jesse Brown's, we've been a collection point for 53 years of people's adventures and their lives and their experiences. Same with WBT for 101 years. It's a collection point of the community, and it's important that we remember that because it's not always Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, mm-hmm. or X. It's in person. And, of course, the station has been doing in-person events, and you've talked about the Rebound podcast mm-hmm. doing in-person events. Those are powerful times for us to be human together, the cellular experience, if mm-hmm. you will.
Well, tell us about this this upcoming event and who the special storytellers are, because one of them our listeners will definitely recognize.
That's exactly right. We have one there, but we may not know his full story. Fast Lane is going to kick us off tonight at 6, and it's being told by Tom Blocker. Now, Tom, as many of us WBT listeners know, has had a 30-plus year in the automotive industry. But he grew up in a one-stoplight town called Cary, North Carolina. Believe that, mm-hmm. back then, one stoplight in Cary. But his parents wouldn't buy him a motorcycle, and Tom wanted to go fast. And he's going to tell that story about how he garnered his first motorcycle, how that led from motorcycles to cars to the automotive industry. And that man still races motorcycles and still races cars to this day, mm-hmm. and we're going to hear his story.
Wow.
So we got about a minute to go here. Who else? So you got two more tonight.
Oh, yeah. So thank you for that, Fast Lane. Second is 10th for 7, a saga of a family story, do-it-yourself camping with Grace Lai and Marty Ohlhaut. They're going to tell their story, Tent for Seven, a camping trip that changed a family's life. And that's going to be followed by a Charlotte businessman, Walter Bridgman. Many people know him and his business, but they don't know that he's an accomplished mountaineer who's climbed many challenging mountains, and he's going to tell his story. Here you go, David Chadwick, divine intervention.
Wow.
The people who've affected his life and his adventures and the travels that he's had.
So, Bill, is this free of charge, and what time does it start?
It starts at 6, but we'll have you home by 8. And our sponsors, of course, Jesse Browns and the Carolina Outdoors Podcast, have the admission covered. Okay. All we need is you to come hear your neighbor's adventure.
Wow.
Hey, this sounds perfect.
It does.
Tonight, 6 o'clock, there at Sharon Corners. And by the way, if you don't listen to Carolina Outdoors on Saturday mornings, 5 to 6 a.m., as it has been for many, many years, you can listen at 5 to 6. You can also listen to the podcast, which has become wildly popular, too. So you can listen to Bill and his friends on demand. But look, to me, this is in the fabric of the radio station, and it's not WBT without that show. So I love bringing Bill on wherever we can, and have a great night tonight. I may try to get over there. I told Tom that, and Tom said, you know, the biggest issue is going to be keeping Tom Blocker to 20 minutes, Bill.
That's always the hard part.
All right, man. Well, thank you for calling in. It's always great to hear your voice.
Hey, you're the best. Thank you much.